He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Sanford & Son Friday. Dun, 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 dun. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson, the son of a gun. We are filling in for Bill on this Friday morning, October 21st, 2016. Man, you know, when you say 19 a whole bunch of times in your whole life, it just kind of goes on to autopilot there. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Tell us all there is to know, the wisdom and the insight to the market on this October 21st.
All right. I'm just reading it off a screen, but the Dow is down 100 points. The NASDAQ is down 2. The S&P is down 8. Oil's down 1 cent. No, it's flat. Gold is down 6
Six cents. Bucks?
Oh, no, 60 cents.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's everything's down.
It has been
a seesaw week. It's been crazy.
It continues to be a seesaw
Just
week.
Yesterday alone was up and down all day.
I don't get it. Is it political season? It has nothing to do.
Earnings season.
I know, but I think the whole market in 2016 has been reactive to whether it's a Fed speak.
Very sensitive.
Or the conditions in the world or the political climate.
Yeah, because so far the earnings have been pretty good.
And yet, there is money to be made in the market. There are opportunities in the market. It just has to be something that can stand the seesaw ride, which
something
has
that
not
goes up every day,
or down, or down. Up, or down, or up, or down several times in a day, and it takes a steady hand at the wheel, as they say, to weather the waves. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We are actually filling in for Bill for the entire hour on this Sanford and Son Friday.
He's not even here today.
He is clearly in the secret bunker this morning, which last night as we were getting ready to leave the office, I think... he left before we did, which is a very unusual event. But last night, as we left the office,
he wanted to beat traffic.
He said, "I'm coming in the morning. I'm going to be there for the first part of the show. I love being at the office." And we both kind of looked at him like, "Dude, you're crazy."
He must have woken up a little late and was like, "Oh, traffic's going to stink."
Oh yeah, something.
I'll just stay home.
Because we both got texts at exactly the same time. We both got show notes at exactly the same time. And he is steering the ship from his secret bunker in an undisclosed location, as the great one, Mark Levin, likes to say. You know, I think that he patterned his secret bunker after Mark's secret bunker, and yet he spends most of his time now in our new North County office here in North San Diego County. He likes it. He likes being across the street from the beach. He likes having, I think, ground floor access.
Yeah, no elevators.
No elevators to get in. He is a guy that does not like elevators, probably because it's similar to the ups and downs of the market.
That must be it, yeah. It's got to be it.
It's got to be it. So what are some of the notes that he has sent over to us in code that we can release to the folks? So
what stocks have beaten earnings.
Okay.
Basically,
all right. But I think the thing that he talked about a couple of times during the week and in the last few days, really the thing that is on his mind and one of the things that concerns him the most in the market recently are interest rate sensitive positions that folks have in their portfolios.
And he's been hitting that for a while.
And he is ringing the bell. He's up there blowing the foghorn. He's saying, "Hey, there is trouble on the horizon if you have many positions in interest rate sensitive things that are a part of your portfolio, like bonds.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Yep. And he's worried about folks that are heavily weighted in bonds. Why is that?
You listeners know it. I mean,
the listeners know it.
How long has it been since he's been starting this, I don't know, what is it, warning call?
Yeah.
It's been a couple of months.
Well, he's been sounding the alarm from the tops of the mountains, warning folks about interest rate sensitive positions in their portfolios. And bonds seem to be the main hurricane that he's looking out on the radar seeing.
Well, there's more money in bonds than in the stock market.
And that was his point.
And he thinks that the stock market would be a safer place than the bond market when the time comes. I mean, he's warning people now. But yeah, I mean, that's a little unusual for someone to think that the stock market's safer than the bond
market. You know, and that's very interesting to me because he pointed out, in fact, I was sitting in his office the other day and he said, Rob, do you realize that the bond market dwarfs the stock market?
Yeah.
It's a tiny speck. The stock market is a tiny speck compared to the amount of people and the amount of money that is tied up and invested in bonds. And if something were to go wonky with the bond market, that would hurt people a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more than if something were to go wonky in the stock market. And because there's more people and more money and more positions in bonds.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Every grandma and every grandpa in the world has bought their grandchild or child a savings bond or some kind of double E or some kind of government bond in something somewhere along the life of their kids. And there are trillions of dollars tied up in the bond market. Now, the thing that's scary about the bond market is that they are so incredibly tied to interest rates. They're so sensitive to interest rates. So what happens?
Well, another point on how much money's in the bond market, the typical asset allocation, if you're 70 years old, then you got 70% in bonds, 30% in the stock market. All the people with the money are obviously older, and that's why all that money is there. I mean, asset allocation.
Now think about that. So some computer that doesn't look out on the horizon, doesn't see what Bill sees, doesn't really understand what Bill understands. So just some computer algorithm.
That's how it's been done for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, exactly.
So people just, you know.
So it just automatically transfers people's funds their assets into the bond market at a certain age automatically without any kind of vision or binoculars out there on the horizon. And then if something were to happen to an interest rate sensitive position like that in the bond market, holy moly, now there's some serious shipwrecks going on. And unfortunately, the folks that are heavily weighted in bonds are at the age that they probably cannot or will find it very difficult to recover from something like that.
Yeah.
If you get wiped out from your bond positions, there are a lot of folks who may not have the time to recover. And that's what's sad. And that's what Bill is sounding the trumpet from the tops of the mountains, saying, hey, folks, there are safer places to be than being heavily weighted in bonds right now. And I know he wrote a lot about that in the newsletter last week. I think he's going to write a little more about it this week in the newsletter. He was mentioning that yesterday. So might be a good time to read or plug into the mind of Bill Gunderson. Okay, what else? What else is he talking about?
He said last night's debate. That was two nights ago, so that doesn't that's not relevant.
Well, we're even delayed a day in some markets,
yeah, so
that could be
that's
three
old
nights
news.
Ago. Maybe he was talking about the little dinner that they had out there
so.
In New York. You don't think so?
No.
He was saying last night's debate?
Yes.
Not when they were both. What did you think of that dinner last night?
You know, I didn't watch it. I went on Twitter. That's how I get my news.
Of
and
course,
I
millennial.
Saw clips of it here and there.
Millennial
I saw
news.
The highlights. It's better than watching the whole thing.
I thought the Melania speech thing was
funny.
That was funny.
Hillary was funny.
Hillary was funny with the pantsuit jokes and some of the other things she said. I thought that
Trump
was
got a little, he went a little too far a couple times.
He got booed a little bit.
But
what else is new?
His supporters probably don't care.
No, they don't.
They probably like that. Because they're like, oh, the elites don't like him? I like him even more.
Nah, I know.
Cool.
You know, I like it when Hillary tends to be a little more human instead of robotic and scripted.
Yes. Even though someone wrote it all for her.
I know. But
she delivered the lines well.
At least she showed that she acknowledges all of the jabs.
Well, it's the same thing of Mitt Romney. What was that, 4 years ago? Everyone's like, oh, he's human.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was endearing for Hillary as much as I think. Well, let's not even go there.
Yeah, let's not go there.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management.com. I was going to say GundersonCapital.com. It's GundersonCapital.com.
Yeah.
It's Gunderson Capital Management.
Yes.
But GundersonCapital.com. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson, the son of a gun, the heir to the throne, the man with the plan for succession when Bill sails over the horizon 25 years from now. He will take over the reins. You know, every time that music comes in, and I've said this before, it sounds like Halloween music. So it's an appropriate bumper music for Halloween, which is coming up in the next week or so,
or
next couple of weeks. We're coming up on All Hallows Eve,
mm-hmm.
which is the time to gather candy for all
Dia de los Muertos.
What is that? You just spoke
the Day of the Dead.
Is that what that is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think it's scary music. I think we ought to eliminate that from our...
it's a good song.
It's scary. It's got the crow in the beginning. In any case, hey, listen, we are going to continue on with news of the market, give you guys a little bit of information. I will tell you this, though.
What?
I was, part of my gig here at Gunderson Capital is kind of being the tip of the spear when it comes to talking to folks that want to speak with Bill.
Mm-hmm.
They'll call in, they'll send us an email, and I like to gather some of the information so I can put it in front of Bill before they visit with him. So he's got some info about who it is that he's speaking with. And a guy called in yesterday, wanted to talk to Bill, and he said, hey, I really like the songs you guys pick for the intro and exit for it's called bumper music in the radio biz. He says, but man, it drives me crazy that they cut it off and restart it in a loop so the singing doesn't start. And I said, well, I'll mention that to our engineer extraordinaire out there in Dallas.
Yeah.
So he said, man, I want the singing to start. I said, well, so do we. We'd like the singing to start because we just wouldn't have to talk. We'd just turn it into a music show.
It would be nice.
Let it go on for about 8 minutes and then come in. But
those are some good songs.
Yeah, they are some good songs. Excellent job picking those, by the way.
Thank you.
You need to fill
them. I got to
send them a few more out there.
I have to freshen it up.
Freshen it up. Send some new ones out there.
Yeah.
And no, we don't take requests.
We don't.
But my point being is that as I talk to folks all over the country, and I know we're in a lot of solid American citizen markets. And by that, I mean, we're in Atlanta, we're in Texas, we're in Minnesota, we're in Florida, we're in places where there are solid red-blooded Americans that listen to the Salem Radio Network. They're conservative and patriotic and constitutionally solid folks, all right? And I spoke to a guy in Texas, I think it's been a couple of days ago. And he's down there in Texas, and he's got a little bit of a Texas accent because he was born and raised there. He grew up in Texas, and so he absorbed all of the Texas accent, and he said, and I'm not going to try and
don't,
I'm not going to try and imitate the, because I would
good
just
idea.
I'd sound like a hayseed, but he had that just enough of a Texas drawl to where I could tell that he was a real Texan. He wasn't an import from somewhere else. And he said, you know, I don't know if I'm the right kind of guy to have Bill manage my retirement account, my IRA. And I said, why is that? He says, well, you know, I'm not college educated. I've had just a simple job my whole life. I feel like I'm very blessed to have a great job my whole life. And he says, so I'm not real sophisticated when it comes to money type stuff. And he said, so maybe, you know, maybe I ought to, you know, I think maybe Bill might be a little too fancy or a little too, you know. And I said, no.
Bill is not fancy.
No, he's not. And it brought up something that I kind of wanted to share with folks. And that is that Bill is about as regular a guy.
Yeah.
Than you can possibly imagine. He is not a highfalutin, three-piece suit wearing,
no,
you know, gold chain type guy wearing the gold Rolex. He's not. No. He doesn't even wear a watch. You know?
If he does, he has that plastic Casio from the 80s.
You know, he's about as regular of a guy that you will ever meet. He likes to fish. He likes baseball. Cheeseburgers and you know, walking.
Can relate to anyone, you know, except those type of people.
Those type of people, yeah. He's not really good at mingling with the highfalutin, high society folks. He's more of a regular guy, and that is something that I think sets us apart at Gunderson Capital Management. We have a lot of clients, and I'm talking zillions of clients.
Whoa.
That
I don't think we have zillions.
Well, zillions isn't a real number. Yeah. So we have zillions of clients that are regular people. They're mechanics. They're school teachers. They're you know, regular blue-collar, hardworking folks.
I would say 100% of our clients
are
just
regular people. That's right. Yeah. Now, we got a few, you know, even the zillionaires, which is not a number, but even the zillionaires that bring zillions of dollars over
are regular people.
They're not.
We haven't had one guy yet who's just like,
right,
a snob.
No, we don't have any of those folks. We got regular people that are clients, and then
Bill probably doesn't attract those type of people.
No, he doesn't.
The snobs. He's regular people like him.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, regular everyday the kind of people that I'm talking about that listen to Salem.
Yep.
That listen to our type of radio station. He attracts those kind of regular people because he talks to them on a friend-to-friend type basis, and he'll tell you the truth, which a lot of folks in our industry won't. They kind of tend to tell folks things that benefit their firm or benefit them personally via a commission or something of that nature. And Bill's not like that.
Yeah.
Bill says, hey, you're doing fine. You don't need me. Which drives me crazy. Or he'll say, hey man, you're really in need of some serious help, and I won't charge you for it. Here, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, you know? So anyway, he's a different kind of money manager. And if you have an inkling to get involved with a guy like that, how do they get in touch with Bill, Stephen, sir?
They can give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or they can visit our website, GundersonCapital.com. Those are the two easiest ways.
Just call us or email us.
Yeah.
One of the two. And we will put you in touch with Bill, and you can visit with him and get his opinion as to your portfolio, your retirement plans, your money management. It doesn't matter what your age is or what stage you're in. He'll give you his opinion and help you as best he can. Now, this guy in Texas, he got a job right out of high school with a big corporation as a corporate limousine driver.
Oh, that's cool.
I got to tell you this guy's story. You're not going to believe this story. When we get back on the other side of the break, I got to tell you about this guy who's got a 36-year job as a corporate limousine driver. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
I think this is our best bumper music right here. This one.
Black Sabbath. It's a good
one. But just the riff coming in. It's just a perfect segue to the third quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. It's Sanford and Son Friday. We're filling in for Bill. And I was telling you before the break a story.
Yes.
About a corporate limousine driver that I spoke to out there in the South. Actually, Texas. And he said that he got a job right out of high school. And he was so humble and blessed that he got this job. And he has stayed with this corporation, get this, for 36 years. 36 years he stayed. Raised a family, has grown kids now, raised a family, had a great life. He said he's met people from all over the world that have come to visit his particular corporation to deal with their international business, because they do business all over the world. And he's met every type of head of state and the VIP, the uppity society type people that we were just talking about while ago.
Yeah.
All right. And this guy was the nicest, most humble, most wonderful guy to speak with on the phone. And is approaching his retirement years. And really saying, hey, I don't know what to do now at this point, because my company has put together for me a pension and has put together an IRA and a 401k and all the things that folks have for retirement. And this guy who has worked this honorable job and being the frontline ambassador for his company for all these decades has now amassed a pretty good sum of money. And you know, we're talking multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement funds that now he needs to go to the next step in his life. And what worries me with a lot of folks like this is that they end up talking with either an unscrupulous type money manager who does not necessarily do the fiduciarily, morally right thing for these folks, or ends up with one of the big nameless, faceless, supercomputer, mega big box brokerage firm type places that we're always talking about that really don't put any kind of personal touch on a guy's portfolio like this or retirement account like this, and squanders it and ends up either losing money that he's worked his whole life in an honorable job to amass, or invests it in areas that benefit the money manager instead of the client, or just ignores it and doesn't allow it to grow and benefit this guy for the rest of his retirement life. And so I was so grateful that he was listening to the radio show, that he's gotten to know Bill, that he's now reaching out to Bill in order to put it in the hands of somebody who is morally and ethically solid like he is in order to have his retirement years a little more, let's say, ethically managed and properly managed. And I think that there's a lot of people out there like that. I think there are a lot of people that don't know what to do in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and they don't have any idea how to properly manage their retirement years. And that's the opportunity to reach out to somebody like Bill. And heck with that. Not reach out to somebody like Bill. To reach out to Bill.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to reach out to somebody like Bill. Bill is the guy that you, in my opinion, he is the guy that can be trusted with a person's entire life's savings to help them through their retirement years. Don't you? I mean, you gotta agree. If you were in that guy's position, is there anybody more comforting than having a guy like Bill Gunderson. No, I keep saying that. Than having Bill Gunderson manage their money.
It's, well, he cares.
He does. And he that's really the difference. He really cares. He's got that that undergirding of moral responsibility and work ethic that he doesn't just go play golf. He doesn't just go fishing or doesn't come in one or two days a week and make sure that things are going on. He's here every single stinking day. What blows me away is we get here when it's still pretty dark in the morning.
Yeah.
In fact, dark. And every time we pull into the parking lot, who's already here?
Yeah, he's always here.
He's already...
I don't even know what time he gets here. It could be like 4 a.m. for all we know.
Maybe he stays.
Yeah, he
maybe
could.
He just sleeps on the floor in his office. But he's always here. And when we take off to go fight traffic, he stays. And he's looking at aftermarket, after-hours trading. He gets here in the morning and looks at the trends for the day. And then he sits in his office bleary-eyed, staring at screens, buying and selling and trading on individuals' stock portfolios. And that makes a difference in their world, certainly. It makes a huge difference in their world. And what a lot of folks are worried about is, what are we going to do when Bill ever leaves?
Yeah.
Because
what are we going to do?
Because, that's going to mean that you're going to have to be the first one here in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I got to, yeah. I mean, I'm not that far behind him.
No,
but yeah.
No, you are. You're learning in the ways of the master, young grasshopper, how to take over the reins.
I also just do things faster than him, so...
Is that the millennial way?
The millennial way.
Yeah,
multitask.
Right. And... You know, I did notice yesterday as he was yelling, he said, "Steven, can you come help me with my phone?"
Yeah, yeah. See, that takes him a lot of time out of the day just right. to figure out his phone, and it takes me half a second.
I know. Well, you were raised...
What did he ask? He said, "Oh, my phone's not connected to Wi-Fi.
My
Can you connect
not...
it to Wi-Fi for me?"
But he said he was also all clogged up. There was
he was out of storage too.
He was out of storage, yeah. So he can't listen to the radio on his phone.
For everyone out there, there's a easy hack to this. If you run out of storage, you can't take a picture, or you can't listen to something because it's saying you have too much storage. Delete some of your text messages because usually you have a bunch of pictures in there.
Oh yeah,
and it stores it all on your phone.
Oh,
so just
yeah.
delete your messages.
Now, what's frustrating to me, and I know you did that for your dad. You deleted a zillion text messages.
He had hundreds.
And did he really?
That he didn't even read.
Hundreds and hundreds of unread ones.
Unread ones. Yeah, I just scrolled all the way down to the furthest away ones and deleted them.
Okay, now...
And then deleted the chain with me and my wife and him because it has all
pictures,
all the pictures of
right.
the grandkid, you know?
I gotcha.
But he has them saved on his phone already. So he has them on there twice, taking up all of his storage.
So, now, is there a hack where you can delete all of your texts at one time? Or do you have to do them individually?
I mean, you can do each thread. You can, like,
I know that.
Edit and then... there's not a button for delete all.
Wouldn't that be great?
I mean, yeah, if you have 1,000 text messages on there. But
I am one of those guys.
Like from 1,000 different people?
I do.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Is it bad?
Well, I mean.
It just kills my phone.
It just sucks.
Now there.
I always.
There is a technical term from a millennial. It just sucks.
I always just keep them. Whoever texts me within the last month, like they can stay. Everyone over that. Get them out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
So what if it's a text that comes back from like a couple years ago that you go, oh, yeah, I remember that conversation when they text you back. You don't care.
Why would they text me a year later
about
the same thing?
Well, you know, I'm like the guy who wants to save the nuts and bolts and in jars in my garage in case I need one of those nuts and bolts. Well, I save my text just in case I need it someday.
You won't need it.
You won't?
No.
Just throw it away?
Yeah.
Just throw away all that junk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just save your phone.
That's going to be really hard for me.
And your phone will run a little faster after
it
that.
Will?
Yeah.
I think I've probably got 5,000 texts.
You should delete them.
All right. Well, that's going to be my job today during breakfast.
Yeah.
Is deleting texts. I won't talk to you during breakfast.
All right.
I'm just going to be deleting texts.
Sounds good. We've already talked enough today.
That's
the
right.
show. Come on.
All right. Okay. Let's get back to a couple of notes that Bill sent us.
Yeah,
and then
mostly
and then,
earnings stuff.
Okay,
earnings stuff.
Give us a stuff.
Well, Microsoft beat earnings.
I heard that
beat on revenue. It's at an all-time high.
I heard that on Varney this morning.
Yeah,
on Fox Business.
All-time high.
All-time high.
So the last time it was close to this high. It was 1999.
Are you saying Bill Gates is now all-time richer?
Yeah, I guess.
Probably is.
Does he still own them?
They're up like 6%, aren't
I wonder
they?
If he owns as much as he used to, though.
Oh, I think he does.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're up like 6%.
He's richer than.
Man, can you imagine being even richer than Bill Gates?
Yeah.
The new Bill Gates. All right, so they're
as of yesterday, shares were up 4%.
I think it's six today.
Yeah,
I think it's 6% today. Wow, how about that? I also heard that McDonald's is up.
You know, yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Based on their new Chicken McNugget.
Really?
That's what I heard.
And breakfast all day, right?
Yeah, but that's old news.
Okay.
The new Chicken Nuggets.
I gotta try those.
Are supposed to be the bomb.
All right, let's try those.
Breakfast.
Right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to highlight one more stock when we come back in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You're in the home stretch, folks. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It's Stephen Gunderson, the son of a gun, and myself, Rob Sanford, filling in for Bill on this Sanford and Son Friday. We've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about some stories in the market. Stephen is looking here on his screen for water storage.
For all those people that make fun of me for shopping on Amazon.
All right,
all the
here
time.
It comes. Amazon.
I was just looking at water storage, you know, just in case.
Preparedness.
You know, I don't have anything. If something were to happen, we lose electricity for a while, we'd have no water. And I was looking at a website that, you know, you would buy it normally. And
that I recommended.
That you recommended.
Because I'm an old guy.
And for a big drum of water, it was $400, I think.
Not the drum of water. It's just the container.
Just the container.
Okay.
I look at Amazon, and the same one's $135. So that's why I use Amazon.
But can you call anybody on Amazon and get some expert advice?
They have the best customer service ever.
All right.
And if it doesn't show up, you just tell them, hey, what the heck, I didn't get my thing, and they'll give it to you for free again.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the best. Anyways. My dad had a message for the Atlanta crowd.
The Atlanta crowd.
Of our radio show.
Did he just text it to you?
No.
No, okay.
He
had a message. All right.
Well, he said, good luck this week with the Chargers coming to town.
Oh,
that's what he said.
He's talking smack.
Yeah.
He's talking smack with our Chargers headed out to Atlanta.
Yeah, we're 2-4. They're 4-2.
All right.
We should be about 6-0, I think, since we've lost every single game in the final 2 minutes. But
okay, now he won't come into the office today because he's in the secret bunker. But if you want to talk smack back to Bill,
email him.
Email. No, we better not do that.
Yeah,
send
you
it
get
to me.
Tons of emails.
Rob at GundersonCapital.com. Okay?
It's going to be a good game. Just beware.
Remember that.
Chargers aren't as bad as their record says.
So if you send it to me, I'll edit it. No, I won't edit it. I'll filter it. Rob at GundersonCapital.com. If you want to talk smack back from Atlanta to Bill, I'll forward it to him and then gather up his best comments.
We do know Julio Jones will have a huge game, though, because all of our cornerbacks are out.
Well, then on Monday's show, following the Atlanta Falcons' demise, we will be able to have Bill comment on some of the smack talk that goes back and forth. Okay, before the break, we talked about some of the stocks that are outperforming in earnings seasons right now, in earnings season. And Amazon, how did Amazon fare? Have they reported?
I think they reported.
So they haven't reported yet. Okay. So Microsoft is up 6%. It's up higher than it's been in a long time. And then McDonald's is up 4% based on news of their new Chicken McLugnut.
Well, and they're saying breakfast as well.
Yeah, and that's old news. The breakfast all day is old news. Yeah. Okay, but the Chicken McNugget... is there anybody on Earth? Well, I shouldn't say on Earth. Is there anybody in the United States of America who has not ever eaten a Chicken McNugget? Can you think of anybody who's never taken a bite of one? I bet you it's some outrageously high percentage of people that have eaten or tried chicken McNugget.
I mean, just trying McDonald's, everyone. But McNuggets are kind of, you know, maybe you don't go there for a McNugget.
I think every kid on earth has eaten a chicken McNugget.
I don't think I had one until I was older in life just because I always got a burger, you know?
Yeah.
So that might be a little different.
What about kids, man? Happy Meals with a nugget?
I would get the hamburger and cheeseburger meal. Good stuff.
Well, nevertheless, McDonald's is touting the fact that they've come up with a new chicken McNugget.
Yeah, they've just figured out
I hope it's not
to
like
add
Coke.
Preservatives to it.
Right, that's it.
It's the same chicken McNugget.
Do you remember when Coke did
No preservatives.
The new Coke?
Yeah.
You don't remember that.
How long ago was that?
It was before you were born. They decided in their infinite wisdom.
Oh, so it's the Coke now?
A 100-year-old Coca-Cola recipe, they decided they were going to change it and call it the new Coke.
It's always a good idea.
Yeah, it was retarded. It killed Coca-Cola. So then they had to come back with Coca-Cola
Classic.
What
was the new Coke?
It was some sweeter, more supposedly more wonderful Coca-Cola. And it just about killed Coca-Cola as a result of changing this 100-year-old recipe. Now, what's going to happen if the new preservative-free chicken nuggets are perceived as not the original chicken nugget?
No, I think it'll help.
You think it'll help stock?
Because
that's what's important.
Well, it'll help sales, I think.
You
because
think?
I think there's a lot of moms out there who are
wary
of McDonald's because of all the preservatives, and they want their kids to eat clean, you know? And this could be, you know, maybe they won't get fries, maybe they won't get the burgers, but the chicken McNuggets now are preservative-free, and that's a selling point.
Hey, I got to tell you, I watched a documentary one night when I was going through Diet Coke insomnia, and I sat up in the middle of the night watching a documentary. On how chicken McNuggets are made.
I've seen that one.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It blows you away. It makes you want to go eat some chicken
nuggets.
Well,
because they had that big, remember the green slime
right,
or the pink slime or whatever, and then it turned out it wasn't real.
Yeah, it was a bunch
of... So they had to come out with how they actually made it.
Urban legend. And so as a result, the quality control and the consistency in chicken nuggets blew me away. It was unbelievable the quality that goes into a chicken McNugget. And now if they have this new chicken nugget that's supposedly the same chicken nugget but without all the manio, sodium, glutamata, ketamata stuff.
They basically said that they could have done this all along, just not add preservatives, but they were, I guess when they invented the chicken McNugget, they didn't have the infrastructure to ship it everywhere and keep it fresh.
And now
but
they
now
do.
They do.
Well,
so
you know, they can order them on Amazon.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
You can order chicken McNuggets.
Order all the parts for your machine.
Yeah, order it on Prime. You know, just I'd like my chicken nuggets sent on Amazon Prime, free shipping.
Nice.
They'd still be hot by the time they get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so clearly there is an opportunity here in the market if McDonald's is up 4% on just a little bit of a whim of changing something like that.
Well, they had good sales, too.
Well, sure they did.
The last quarter.
Because people like the nuggets.
Well, I don't... Yeah, okay. All right. And breakfast. All
and
breakfast.
And breakfast. There's something about being able to get an Egg McMuffin at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you know.
For the
hash
people
browns.
That...
Their hash browns are delicious.
Can you get those all day?
Yeah.
You can.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jack in the Box has just come up with brunch.
I saw that.
Now,
we got to try it sometime. I haven't tried it, but I've seen what their menu items are for
brunch. Is it like a burger with an egg on it?
So, it's a, you know, their Supreme croissants, they add a burger to it, and then they have a chicken sandwich with eggs and
stuff.
Oh,
my goodness.
So,
all right, well, you've learned everything there is to know now.
Everything.
Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We've been filling in for Bill. If you want to get in touch with us, call us at 855-611-BEST or go to GundersonCapital.com. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.